Since 1967, just 13 people have been named the Musician of the Year by the Country Music Association. And those 13 include some of the most cherished names in the industry's history. Hall of Famers like Chet Atkins, Roy Clark, and Mark O'Connor. And Springdale native Janae Fleener. She's been given the award the past 2 years. And later this month, she'll be back in her hometown for a big, big weekend. We'll deliver more of the details about that weekend in just a bit. Last week, we reached Janae at her home studio in Nashville by Zoom. She says she grew up in Northwest Arkansas playing music, classical, country, and bluegrass.
And I'd go to Fayetteville for my lessons. The Suzuki School was there. And so it was classical lessons. And then when I was about five, I started fiddling. And so it was fiddle lessons from a lot of local fiddle players, Frankie Kelly being one of them. And then my parents would drive me to. There was one teacher that we loved so much. His name was Chung Lin, and he moved to Little Rock. And at one point, my parents were driving me 3 or 4 hours every week or every other week to take lessons from him because he was such a great teacher. And so I was just telling somebody today, as a kid, I didn't think it was just what we did. My parents were retired, and we just were gone all the time playing music. And I didn't think much of going 4 hours to a lesson, but I'm thinking, gosh, I was so fortunate that that they had all this time to devote to my music, and they just poured themselves into me and all of that. So, I had a good mama and daddy.
When you're learning for someone like Frankie Kelly, and of course, Frankie Kelly here is a legend.
Yes.
What was learning from him like? Would he tell you where to put your fingers? What was his teaching method?
I knew a lot of fiddle tunes when I was learning from Frankie. I'd have to ask my mom how old I was. I mean, I was young. At the time, I remember him teaching me a lot of the fiddle tunes that he wrote. I remember and mom would record all of my lessons. So she had this little recorder, and for him it was a lot of he'd play the first part of a fiddle tune and then I'd play it back to him, and which is pretty common when learning fiddle tunes. You just kind of, and I had such a good ear, he'd just play little phrases and I'd play it back to him until you eventually got it. And then the parts I didn't get, he would record the song and then I'd go home and try to learn it, and then the trouble spots, we would work on. And then Frankie, I would play with him at the VFWs. And I think we went to Texas and I played with him at, I think, Bob Wills days, mm-hmm. In Texas. And he was always so sweet to let me, what's the saying? Thrown to the fire. What's that saying?
Oh, baptism of fire.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of my learning music was that I just get thrown in these situations. But sometimes that's when you learn the best, because you're like a scared cat a little bit, but you have to learn how to land on your feet.
I'm guessing that at least a little part of where you are now in your career can be traced back to those scary moments on stage, those baptisms of fire.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a, I'm trying to think one that comes to mind that is, as far as a big moment in my career, is when I joined Martina McBride's band. And I had toured with Terry Clark for about 7 years before that. I mean, I'd been on big stages, but this is my first time on an arena stage. And, and it was kind of an audition. Like, we were going to see if this would work out, and, I remember them. They're like, okay, so this part of the show, you have like 3 or 4 minutes where you just play whatever you want. Mm. And you're in an arena and the spotlight's on you. And Martina had a costume change. And I mean, that's a scary place to be. And I learned a lot in that. I learned about connecting with the camera and knowing like there's people way in the back that if you can make eye contact with the camera, and then they can feel your heart. They can feel your soul and what's coming out of your instrument. And I learned so much on that tour and those moments, that little 3 minute of time where I had the audience right in the palm of my hand. And I I'd play, and then, you know, it was just, I changed it up every night. It was fun. And then I'd drop through the stage, and then Martina would come up on this moon and fly through the air. And
wait, you would drop through the, I mean, they would take you on a, like a.
elevator.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to sound so small town here now, but that sounds so cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was very cool and very scary, you know, but it was, gosh, that was a really fun moment on tour.
Well, you have the CMA Award, which is amazing. Congratulations on that. And now your hometown is going to welcome you. How exciting is that?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It's so exciting and a little overwhelming. I've caught myself quite a few times, you know, because I'm so used to going to perform with an act. Like, I don't know if I've ever really, I've never had a moment where it's just the focus has been around me, like a whole weekend. And someone pointed that out to me because they thought I was just going to perform, like, you know, this show. And they're like, oh my gosh, this whole weekend's about you. So I was like, you're right. I'm like, and I started freaking out a little bit more about it. But my God, I have received hundreds of messages on Instagram and Facebook, and my phone has been blowing up, and I'm just so humbled, you know. And I hope in all of this that there are some kids out there that see that, you know, that it's possible to achieve your dreams and so much more. To see my name on the home, like the city limits sign, like that's not anything I could ever dream of. And I don't know, that just, I just have so much joy and my heart just wells up whenever I think about it. I can't wait to, I haven't seen it in person, so I'm just going to have to sit there and stare for a minute. And don't use your Jake brakes. That's what I learned too.
Home of Janae Flinner. Jake Brake's not allowed.
Yes, Jake Brake's not allowed.
That should be a name of an album that you do sometime. And that would be the cover.
I might have to write a fiddle tune. Don't use Jake Brake.
That's right. Oh, there could be some great sounds on the fiddle with that,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
Right. I love that.
What, before I let you go, one of my memories is being at the Springdale VFW.
Uh-huh.
You and Frankie and some other people are up there, and they used to do something called the waterfall for a waltz where people would line up. And you would pair up and waltz.
I hadn't thought about that in so long. Yeah, you're right.
And those were, and generally, I was probably in my early 30s when I was experiencing this. Most of the people were 40 years older than me, most, okay. Not all. But it was just this moment of joy. Everybody, from y'all on the stand to everyone, even those of us who didn't know how to dance but were just listening. And that's one of my favorite Ozark moments ever.
You're going to make me cry. Just that brings a lot of good memories back. That's what I mean. I just stopped in my tracks, and it's just really special. Because of what I remember about that, too, was my mom and dad dancing. And my dad passed away. He passed away when I was 16. But that was so fun for me, being on stage and experiencing all that. But seeing my mom and dad dance, you know. So thanks for that. Yeah. That's a beautiful memory.
All right. Now I'm going to end with probably the toughest question yet. What should I play to end this interview? What would you suggest I pick?
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't say it was an easy question, did I?
Well, I mean, if it's a song that, like, started it for me was Faded Love.
I look at the letters that you wrote to me. It's you that
you know, it always brings me to tears when I hear Bob Wills' version of Faded Love, because that's the first fiddle tune I learned. I remember standing up on a cedar chest when I was about 5 years old. So I would say if it's another song, Faded Love. Now, if it's my song.
Something tells me I'm going to do two songs now somehow. I'm going to figure this out.
Well, I think people might enjoy hearing Good Old Girls. It's a single I put out. I guess it's been a couple years now. I think I put it out right before I won my first CMA. But it's kind of my story in about 3 minutes.
Hey, thanks for doing this on short notice. Can't wait to see you in Springdale. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's so good to see you.
Good to see you. Bye-bye.
See y'all.
Janae Fleener talked to us last week via Zoom from her home studio in Nashville. She'll be the Grand Marshal of the Rodeo of the Ozarks Parade Saturday, June 26th at 3 p.m. Then that night, she'll open the final evening of the rodeo by performing the national anthem. Sunday the 27th at 6:30 p.m., the Janae Fleener and Friends concert taking place at Turnbow Park in downtown Springdale. She's also going to make a stop at our Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF to talk with and perform for Mike Shirky, for an upcoming edition of The Pick and Post with Mike Shirky.